الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we were speaking about the qualities of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, and in today's ayah, continuing with that discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed the munafiqeen, they think to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in actual fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them in deception. So how they try and think to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't display or explicitly mention the kufr. They pretend to be mu'mineen. They come in the company of the mu'mineen. They perform salah also with the mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the quality of salah also in this verse. And in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the affairs of all people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them in that deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not take them to task now in the dunya, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will take them to task in the akhirah. So Allah knows their condition. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is some of the qualities what they would do. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when it is time for salah and they stand up for salah, then Allah says, قَامُوا كُسَالَةً, they stand up for salah lazily. So this is the first quality when at the time of salah, when salah comes in, then when they stand up for salah, they don't stand up in a way that they now anticipate for reward, hope for reward, and they fear iqab, because this is the idea of salah, that you are now doing this sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for reward and fearing the iqab for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not doing this with that maqsad, with that objective behind the salah. Rather, they are doing it to show people that we are mu'mineen, we are Muslims, but in actual fact their hearts are devoid of genuine iman. يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسُ, so they're doing it to show people. They are doing salah to show people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except a little. In other words, they only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in gatherings, in majami', in places where people gather, etc. But in their own private lives, at home, etc., then they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. So this shows or indicates to us that they are not genuine mu'mineen, because a genuine mu'min will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, they are wavering between this and that. In other words, they do not explicitly mention that they are kuffar, right? That is because if they have to do so, then they will not be free from the hands of the mu'mineen. Then the mu'mineen will be commanded to fight them and to wage jihad, wage war against them. But at the same time, if they say if they are in this condition, then they are not genuine mu'mineen. But if a person says that he is a mu'min, but he is not a genuine mu'min, then if the mu'mineen had to fight them, it will give the chance to the kuffar to say that, see, mu'mineen are fighting amongst themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء. Look at the condition. They are not here, nor they are there. So if a person's condition is like this, then definitely he is not a genuine mu'min, as declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. And we understand from this that when a person's condition is like this, it means that this person now, he is on the boat with the kuffar. وَمَنْ يُدْرِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. In other words, his abode will be Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates to that in this part of the verse, that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray, then for such a person you will never find a way for him. In other words, these people are definitely astray, and they are off the track, and they are not with the Muslims. They are on the same boat with the kuffar, heading towards Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy.